News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning, I'm here with Bad Bob. Good morning.
And Hattie.
And Linda's on assignment today. So good morning, Linda. She's out running around already. She may have left before I did. I'm not sure. She was outside doing things. Because you want to do things because it's going to be hot today. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But let's start off with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, the major averages are starting the third quarter in positive territory. Currently, the Dow's up 108 points at 16,935, while the NASDAQ's up 36 at 4,444, and the S&P 500's up 9 at 1,969. Oil's up 46 cents at $105.83 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.38%. Gold's up $6.90 this morning at $1,328, while silver's up 11 pennies at $21.17 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: ExxonMobil's up 53 cents at $101.23, Johnson & Johnson's up 65 cents at $105.27, while Microsoft is up a quarter at $41.95. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:08 to 8:08, 9:08 in the morning, so you can hear what's happening on Wall Street. Now, with this volatile week that we've had and we're going to have with all the reports coming out this week on employment, on production and all of these things in the economy, you've got to be watching what's happening down on Wall Street. And if you can't, then you need somebody that does and looks after your investments. And the people at Wells Fargo Advisors are the ones that can do that. Give them a call at 243-7561 and start your road to financial independence. 243-7561 and then head on down to Park Marina Drive. Good morning, Bob. What's the weather look like today?
Well, you know, the good news, bad news thing. The good news is that we are entering a cooling trend. The bad news, that still means by the 4th of July, it'll be 102. Look for a high today of 107, overnight low of 72. Should be 104 and then 103 on Thursday. So still up there into the triple digits. And right now in Reading, we are at 69 degrees. And the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
They sure are.
They certainly are. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts, and the good folks at Shasta Gas Propane.
Great. Hey, we're going to have some people on from Shasta Spas and Barbecues on today at 7:30. And, you know, what a good time to have somebody talk to you about taking care of a spa and barbecue during this time. And then Dr. Paius Danuk is going to come on at 8 o'clock, and he is fired up. And we're talking VA and other things. And, in fact, my day starts off with a chat from Angel. It says, Vietnam veteran diagnosed with a brain tumor died before getting an appointment at the VA. His wife received a letter 2 years after he died granting an appointment. And she was then denied funeral benefits because he hadn't been seen by the VA.
No.
Yeah, this is online. Hop into our chat room. She's got it online here from Washington Times. And it's under something and say man gets VA appointment 2 years after death. Is that something?
No.
Well, I believe it.
Say it's not so.
No, I believe it. You know, this new guy coming in, like we talked about yesterday, head of a CEO of a big, big international company. Frankly, I think that's what we need to go in there. He's also an Army veteran, a West Point graduate. We need somebody like that to go in there and literally run this place like a damn business. You know, let's get rid of the mid-level managers that can't get the job done, promote the ones that can, and get this thing fixed. This is absolutely ludicrous, and in fact, it's criminal. And it's all happening. If you noticed everything, You might as well just start off this morning like this. You know, sexual assaults have raised in the last 5 years over 50-60% in the services. All of these officers being relieved in the last 5 or 6 years. Now, why do you think that is? How about because of the commander-in-chief and maybe his decisions on things that are happening within the military? Oh, he's just cleaning it out. No, I don't think so. I think there's a. I think there is some kind of
purge comes to mind.
No, it's not even a purge. I'm thinking these guys were promoted under the Obama years. All these things were happening under the Obama years. And you're saying is that, but it's risen so much. Is there something going on that there's that there the military feels like there's you know that you know the rank and file feels there's no support there, and that there's you know it makes no difference because their leaders can do anything they want and nothing's going to happen. And then you have mid-level leaders, and then you have high-level leaders. Now, some of these guys getting relieved are kind of really kind of specious reasons. Others, though, I mean, are just absolutely ludicrous. They do stupid things. Is it just because all of a sudden it's being caught? Or is it because that there's this some kind of a laissez-faire attitude in the military discipline? Whatever it is, that needs to be looked at. But this thing with the VA is absolutely criminal. And it goes right back up to the Obama administration because, you know, it's he's the one that put the people there. He's the one that when all these things were happening. And by the way, he was briefed on it 3 years ago. Nothing was done because, frankly, the veterans don't really bitch. Veterans don't go out there and complain that much. Veterans just do their job. They usually come home. They get another job, and they that's just the way it is, because they don't band together. Because if the veterans ever did find something that would band them together, 20,000 votes just in Shasta County, 20,000 votes, and really it's probably more because the families would probably also vote along with them. So how many votes could 20,000 votes? What power could veterans literally have if they just wanted to? If they just chose to use it? You're on the hey Bob, your microphone's turned on. Turn it off. If they chose to use that power, why don't they? What is it exactly that the veterans need to find that would unite them so that they would become a political power? Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, that whole death panel thing is starting to make a lot more sense these days, isn't it?
The what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Remember they deny until they die. Making comments about death panels and all that?
Oh, yeah, death panels.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now we're sending appointments to people who've been dead for 2 years. Yeah, no.
No, of course
she had
not.
No idea what she was talking about. No, of course not.
Well, you know what? We have to, you know, this whole thing is trust your government. Trust your government to do the right thing. What are we getting now out of that? Trust your government to do the right thing. And when you start seeing things like the IRS, which, by the way, is absolutely huge, finally, mainstream media is starting to roll into this saying, you know what? This is bigger than just a little, quote, witch hunt that's going on. This was a planned attack on certain aspects of our society that this administration did not agree with, and then dump all the information. Oh, every one of the people being investigated, their hard drives just somehow crashed. Nobody, 73% of the people in the United States, according to this poll, don't believe that.
And so, considering the last two elections, 73% of the people in this country are stupid, so that tells you a lot.
It wasn't 73%. I think it was only 51%.
I know. I'm just making a point. But yeah, no, I mean, the whole thing's getting ridiculous.
And this thing, too. Now, Obama wants to go on his own in immigration, within the immigration policies. Well, already people do not trust this man anymore. So now we're supposed to trust what he's going to do on immigration. We're going to trust that he's going to just make the rules like he did already, saying, don't enforce this, don't enforce this, let the people cross. We are being invaded, and this man still hasn't quite gotten it yet. He's still trying to figure out where he was during the night the ambassador was slaughtered in Benghazi. Nope, he's never even answered that one.
Sadly, I don't believe any of that. I think this is all part of a plan. This is all part of a coordinated effort, and he's just doing what every husband has done when their wife has called them on the crap. They played stupid.
Well, in some cases, that's been pretty easy for some people. But okay, all right, Jay, you're probably right. No, you're not. You know what? You know the thing is, I can't help but think is this man so is he so oblivious to what's happening?
Out of touch.
Yeah, is he? I mean, out of touch, oblivious. That he's surrounded by people that tell him, or is he just saying, you know what? I'm just going to do what I said. You know, America is not an exceptional country. No more exceptional than anybody in Europe and all this. And he's just going to kind of bring us to that level.
Has to be the second word. Nobody is that oblivious. Yeah. Not after the first 6 years. I mean, come on. You could give somebody a pass for one or two or three things. But how about 33 things? So it's 333 things. I mean, it keeps going on and on and on, and you are so professionally chronicling, and so is so many other programs, chronicling everything that's happening. You really think that by accident? No way. Absolutely not. This is premeditated. This is planned. This is coordinated. They've been waiting for this moment for a long time, and they're making their run right now.
And they're making their run because they know in 2014 they're going to lose the Senate. They're going to lose the Senate and the Congress, and that's the only way you're going to be able to fight these guys.
Here's my question to you as a retired military man. Have we taken some really – have we lost too many good people? Are we going to be okay?
We'll be okay. If – I tell you what, we'll be okay if – they decide to make this into a military and not some kind of social program experimentation, which they've been doing, and cutting back on, you know, we're taking carriers out of the fleet. We're spending money on things that absolutely shouldn't be spent on. And again, the oblivion, you know, they're oblivious to things by wanting to cut, you know, the retired, you know, veterans who've been retired for years. They want to cut their pay. You know, you don't see them wanting to cut the government workers, other government workers pay. I mean, the whole thing is one of taking down America step by step in every education, our borders, the military, the whole thing. You know, it just makes you wonder what's going on. And then we're getting ready to rip into our medical care. Dr. DeNuca will be on today, and he's more than able to explain more and more how this is impacting on people. And you know what? Obamacare has taken a back seat, as bad as that is, has taken a back seat to the IRS. And look at our foreign policy, or do we even have one? Anyway,
sure,
we got to take a break.
Alu Akbar.
Yeah, our foreign policy is this: watch out.
That's it. It's in two words. To Al Qaeda, and then pretend that we're surprised when something happens.
No, hey, we got to run. We were like way over our break here. Thanks for getting me fired up there.
So, anytime,
Carl. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Joe and Shelley do a lot of great things for this city and for the people up here in the North State. Espresso Joe's, walk next door, and you get the finest walk-in humidor in the state, all types of e-cigs and anything else you can imagine in there that has to do with tobacco and tobacco accoutrements. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi,
I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm hoping I'm a hero till the end of the night. He's gotta be strong and he's gotta be fast and he's gotta be brave from the fight.
We need a hero. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. 7:23 in the morning, 605-4567. 69 degrees out there, going up to 107 today. We need a hero. Give me a call out there. You know, people in the chat room, somebody give me a call. Who's a hero? Who's a hero you'd like to see come in here and rescue? Or see people come in here? Hey, this portion of the show, talking about heroes, is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, it's the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, nutritionists on the staff. They've got classes in the evenings to help you with your health. And trust me, you want to be healthy. And you want to eat well because the prices of food are going up 12% more for tomatoes than it was last year. Gas is the highest it's ever been for 4th of July. Oh, well, let me get back to Orchard Nutrition, which is the Center for a Healthy Lifestyle. I can't say enough about them. Joe and his people down there are just experts. Linda goes down to buy a supplement, a vitamin, and stays in there for 20 minutes and gets a health class, which then gets me a juicer. I'm on a juice, some kind of juice thing now. I can't say enough about that. Give them a call at 244-9141, and they're located, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center at Orchard Nutrition. You know, speaking about great things. A couple of things happening. Last night, Linda and I were the MCs for the Sundial Music Festival. And last night was Matthew Songmaker and the Mountain Messengers and Marianne Cody and Grant Rudolph. All this went for the Golden Umbrella. Tonight, they're the Torpedoes and Still Married. And the money, the benefit goes to Reading School of the Arts. And on July 2nd, they're not going to be in their place down at the amphitheater. They're going to be across the bridge, so you can park anyway down there, walk across the bridge, and that's where it is. But talking about last night, it was 115 degrees on our way down there. That's what it said on the thermometer in the car. And it's 115 degrees. So we get down by the river, and immediately it's 20 degrees cooler. So that was great. And what a great night. Matthew Songmaker happens to be a 15-year-old out of Red Bluff that plays 9 instruments. And this was bluegrass. And frankly, bluegrass, you know, is that something I listen to when I'm in the car, when I'm not listening to, of course, KCNR? No. And let me tell you why. When I was a freshman in my summer year, because I was playing football, my roommate was this like guy, like 6'8". He was a defensive end. And, you know, when we were both in the same room, when he breathed, we only one of us could breathe at a time in the room we were in at the college. And but he would play bluegrass, and he'd play it all the time. And, you know, this was back when it was records. And that, you know, and if you've got somebody in the car who doesn't understand what a record is, explain it to them. You know, playing records, and he'd be playing bluegrass all the time. And I mean, I was down on Foggy Mountain Breakdown and all these others. And it was, but last night, listening to Matthew's Songmaker was absolutely, it was great. He and the guys that are backing him up around there, they're all in their 60s and he's 15. And I tell you what a great group they were. And then, of course, Marianne Cody, who's been in the business a long time, spent 20 years touring with the USO for our troops throughout the world, and is a true professional folk singer. And Grant Rudolph, her, the guy that accompanies her, on just an outstanding musician. Do yourself a favor. Go down there tonight, because it is low-key. It's free. They've got food and drink out there. It's for a good cause. And you can sit back and listen to some great, great music. Take a folding chair with you, or your quilt or blankie to sit out there. Oh, take some bug spray. Because it is close to the river, and they do have there's some gnats at the beginning, but bug spray will chase them away, and you'll just have a great night. We had a wonderful night, very very professional, very much of an enjoyment there, and it can't thank the Shasta County Arts Council for putting this on. Can't thank them enough for this, and Deborah Lucero, who heads up the executive director of the Arts Council, and all the people that are on the board there. But what a great, great way to celebrate 10 years of the bridge, but also kind of taking back the park, because they literally had to take the amphitheater back from Denizens of the Night there. All right. Supreme Court ruled that there is still religious freedom in the United States. Privately owned companies can opt out of paying for certain contraception, practices under Obamacare. In this case, it was the Hobby Lobby and the Green family, who are very religious. You know, they're religious. They live it. And this is their company. And they've got 13,000 employees. And they said, look, there's 16 different kinds of birth control. We're opting out of four of them. And they were taken to court over that. And the four of them all had to do with a post-fertilization of the egg. In other words, the egg – life had started in the egg. And they wanted to opt out of four of these the morning after pill and two types of IUDs that would cause that. There were still other 12 or 13 other forms of contraception you could use under the plan. Bob, you're sitting there.
Well, NPR gleefully pointed out this morning, or I guess California Report gleefully pointed out that this ruling will have very little effect in California because of the Covered California mandates that still have yet to be challenged.
They will be, and they should be. If my business here, and I had 50 employees, and I had to do this, and if I believe really strongly about that, and said, look, you know what, I'll pay for your contraception, of your birth control, and this is essentially what they said. I'll pay for your birth control via birth control pills or condoms or IUDs that didn't have anything to do with post-fertilization. I can understand that. But when you start getting into the other side of it. Now, here's the thing about it is it's – and people – you know, here's the left is yelling, oh, you're taking away the women's rights for contraception. I mean, there's 12 other kinds plus this other way. What happens when you have nonprofits – like Catholic churches that have insurance and says we're not going to pay for abortions? How does that handle? Well, and that's the same way they can handle this. In other words, the insurance company will handle it. They will not bill the company, and they will bill the government. The government gives them credits. That's how they handle nonprofits, to let them handle these too. And, you know, so they say, well, there's other companies that won't, you know, they'll say we're not going to pay for any of it because we believe this. That's fine. If, you know, if it's a proven fact that they are just not doing this to avoid paying for, you know, health care, and obviously the Hobby Lobby isn't because they're paying for health care for everybody, is that you use the same way that a nonprofit does. And then people, well, here, you know what, and here's the other thing too is if you look at how you could say this works, this would be like, I'm not, you know, remember the case where the bakers were told to, they had to bake a cake for the gay couple? It would be like this. I heard, you know, I listened to Mark Levin yesterday. He says it's like this. He says it's not just the fact that you're telling me that I've got to bake a cake for them. You've got to tell me I've got to pay for baking the cake for them. And it's the same thing. And it is. I mean, it's somebody says, look, I don't agree with this. I'm not going to pay for abortions, which is what they said. But not only they wanted them to not only provide the abortions, but pay for the abortions, you know, in their health care. Well, Supreme Court made a good decision. They also made another good decision when they talked about in-home care that took away a big bite out of the unions yesterday. And we'll talk about that later on today. We're going to take a quick break. Our guests are here, and then we'll get back to some other things like minimum wage and delay for turning more inmates loose in that Rage case right here in town. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:30 in the morning, July the 1st. Welcome to July. It's going to get up to 107 today. Don't leave anybody in the car.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
In the summertime.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 69 degrees going up to 100. I think it's probably 70 degrees at this point. Going up to, what, 105 today, Bob?
105 to 107, depending on where you're
at. I tell you what, on the car yesterday, as we were driving out, it was 115. I mean, I don't know if it was 115, but that's what the car said. And it's usually pretty right. Hey, when you're out today and go out early, stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive and Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, where Leonard and his associates will give you the best deals possible on any type of jewelry. He is an absolute expert on estate jewelry and has a large, very large selection of great items. And from estates that he travels from place to place to find just the very best. Of course, loose diamonds, loose gems, he's also an expert on. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in Reading. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750. Just go in and see Leonard and say hello. And I know Leonard's listening, so good morning, Leonard. My guest today, okay, now watch this. Theo Bonagofsky.
Very good.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, and Theo is the proud owner of Shasta Spas and Barbecues. And good morning.
Good morning.
This is a year. This seemed like just the ideal time. July 1st. People have started the barbecue season. They're starting into all the things they're doing. And now we have the man, the expert on this. And we've been trying to get him on for a few weeks now, but he's been so busy, which is good, you know, traveling back and forth on things. Theo, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your business.
Okay. My wife and I have been in Reading here, moved here about 10 years ago from Petaluma.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love being here. Took us a little time to get adjusted to the 115-degree weather in the summer. But
See, you got 10 years ago. So, yeah, isn't that good when you come in, when you come from Petaluma and that's you're introduced to 110?
Yeah, that was a little tough to take. At first, I wondered, you know, I'd been through Reading a dozen times probably. And then, you know, normally during the spring and the fall, but not the dead of summer. And, yeah, it was quite an eye-opener.
Yeah, Bad Bob's over here. He's chortling.
I hear that a lot.
You know how it was easier for me is because I just came back out of a tour in Iraq. Where, mm-hmm. I mean, when I said 125 degrees and you're drinking water, that's 100 degrees. I mean, and then you come into this and people say, well, doesn't this – gosh, it's 112. And I'm thinking, air conditioning, man, air conditioning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway. Okay, so you came into town and you got hit with a 112-degree temperature there. So
yeah, that was only for a couple of months, and after that, you know, we got into the fall and absolutely fell in love. So great place to live.
It's a great place to live. You know, we're here for that. You're here, and I've run into a lot of people. They've been here about the same time we have, maybe a little bit longer, and that really like it here. So how did you get into this business, huh?
I've been in the hot tub business since 1978. I started off up in Washington State working for a spa manufacturer when spas were just in their infancy.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they have spas back then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I guess they did. All right.
Yeah, they did. And getting into the business, I was employed with them for almost, I guess, about 10 years, I guess. And met my wife down here in California and actually got married and had a spa business in the Bay, actually three different locations in the Bay. And it's kind of how we got started.
And then decided at some point you're going to slow down a little bit and come up to Reading?
We did, yeah. About 2005, we had a gentleman come to us and meet us nice offer on our stores there, and so we elected to slow down and move to Reading, and so we moved here in 2000, and right at the beginning of 2005.
Okay, and then now, so you started your business now about 3 years ago.
Yeah, when I first came to Reading, being in the industry so long, one of the problems starting up a new business is getting clientele. So the first thing that we did was look to purchase somebody that already had an existing spa business here. And when we came to Reading, there were actually 8 spa dealers here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Back then?
Yeah, there was.
That was before we got here. So.
And nobody wanted to sell. I thought, wow, times must be good here in Redding.
Good business here, huh?
So my wife and I decided that, okay, we couldn't buy, so we just kind of we did consulting, sales consulting for other spa manufacturers and dealers. And about 3 years ago during Christmas, near Christmas time, we decided let's look at spas. And when we did, we found that there were only a couple left.
I think spas kind of go about the way that yachts do sometimes. You know, when the economy gets tough, that people start pulling back.
I think that is probably true in most cases. Yeah.
Most, yeah. Not in all cases, but in most cases there. You know, really, it's a good time to make a good buy, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, this is kind of one of those things that's funny in our business. Most people think during the winter, you know, sales aren't very good, and summer they blossom. It's just backwards for us. We've learned here in Redding.
Too hot to be out there during the summer, but during the wintertime, you want to hop into that tub.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so when we did it, we found out there was nobody left. And with our experience, we decided, getting back to the story, we decided to open our own store. I shopped my competitors prior, did my homework. I knew kind of what we needed to bring here to Redding to be successful in. And it has been.
So the best time then is to buy is during the summer then, probably, isn't it? Is there sales going on during the summer? And so getting ready for the cold weather time?
Yeah, you know, most people.
Or is there a good time to buy?
Generally, any time's a good time to buy, especially here in Redding, because we don't get a lot of rain. In the Bay Area, come October, you get a lot of rain over there. You can't build in the rain, you know, you can't put your concrete pads down. So what we found about Redding is that it just really explodes here in the fall and in the winter.
When you're Theo, when you're what would you tell people that they are, you know, that have a spa, they want to have a spa, is, you know, what should they be looking for? I mean, it's easy to go. I mean, you go to a fair, you go to, there's a thousand spas out there.
Yeah,
everybody's got the best spa in the world.
Absolutely.
But different people have different requirements. Like Linda, it's just Linda and I.
Mm-hmm.
So if we wanted to have one that is easy to use, easy to clean, we don't have to spend all the time because we don't have a lot of time, being, mm-hmm. you know, with our business. Those kind of things. Do you kind of sit down with people and try and figure this out?
Yeah, we do. We do. First, probably one of the first questions we ask is, what's your reason for owning a hot tub? Are you looking for therapy? Are you looking for just relaxation? Are you looking for, you know, a place to keep in touch with your kids as they're growing up? Because my wife and I raised six children of our own, and we know that our hot tub time was our quality time with the kids. So we had a big hot tub, and we'd have our little, you know, Tuesdays and Thursday meetings in our spa. So for us, it was, you know, a way to keep in touch with the kids and what was going on in their world.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you find out what they're looking for.
Yeah, their needs and wants. Uh-huh.
Different sizes, I guess, now.
Yeah, you can get them from, you know, a two-person to – we now just brought in this last month. I brought in a swim spa. So you can go from a two-person little hot tub to a 18-foot swim pool slash hot tub.
18 foot. So that, does that have like the current running through it?
Yeah.
And so you just hop into it and you just start swimming against
it. Yeah. It's a little more than that, but it is. I mean, you can swim against it, but you can also do water aquatics if you're into, you know, jogging, what have you.
Low impact, but it's good for your joints and it's good for your muscles, and but it's low impact. Yeah.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it, especially here, is that it's like a pool, but smaller, less maintenance during the summer. And then the wintertime, you heat that thing up, and it's a hot tub. So you can use it virtually every day of the year.
Is that not an in-ground one?
No, it's above. It's above a portable ground unit, yeah. Yeah.
You could cut back on your grass cutting, too. You put it right in the middle there.
Well, you conserve water, too. People ask me about that. Goes, well,
yeah, what about that? Because water is a pretty big issue here.
Well, if you think about this, if you like taking baths, the ladies like to take baths, you're going to be in there, and you're probably filling the tub up to 50, 60 gallons, and then you drain it, right?
Yeah.
That water's wasted. You look at a swim spa or a hot tub, you're looking at something that you'll have that same 200 gallons of water for up to 6 months, up to a year. So you really are conserving water.
Yeah, because if you're doing your – just relax, you get into it, just relax, sit out there. What are the main problems people run into with their hot tubs?
I think sometimes people buy hot tubs for the wrong reasons, you know, especially the younger crowd. They'll – oh, I want that hot tub there with the 60 jets, and I, you know, I want 10 people in it because all my friends are going to be there, and they have it a year, and they find out there's only two of them. So they're heating all this extra water. They're doing all this – you know, extra chemical.
So they bought this super hogback growler of a spa, and they're waiting for 20 of their friends to show up who said, "Nah, we're not showing up tonight." So there's just two of you in there, or four.
Yeah, I would say
it gets lonely.
I would say that's probably one of the probably
just when you thought it was safe.
Yeah. Anyway, the. Okay, so that's one of the big problems. Do people take care of their? Do you ever, you know? You don't take care of their spas.
I do.
Or do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you maintain them too then?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We are a full service company. And this company, of course, is family owned and operated. My wife, Teresa, and I do the sales. Our son, Jess, who's been in the hot tub business ever since he was born.
Yeah.
All the way through high school, he worked, you know, part-time.
Mom
for us.
May have been in the hot tub while he was there. You know what I mean? It's probably good for ladies who are in there carrying a child.
Absolutely.
Sitting there, kind of in there. So he's
as
probably
long
been.
As keep the temperature down right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something else, too, is that you can be in there when you're pregnant, but the temperature has to be a certain level.
Right.
Well, that makes sense. I never even thought of that one either. Okay, so son takes care of them.
Mm-hmm. So we're a full service. Not only do we sell hot tubs, our primary business is that we are a service company. I work on our store, I should say, or my son in this case, works on every major brand in the industry. So not only we are a marquee dealer, an exclusive dealer, but we work on Hot Springs, Sundance. We work on Coleman's, Max Spas, Kell Spas. So we're not just a store that sells hot tubs. We do monthly services where we come out, check chemicals, clean filters, make sure the hot tub is running properly. We'll do it sometimes even on a weekly basis for bed and breakfasts, you know, type places.
Sure, because people use it for their businesses and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. My guest is Theo Banagowski, who is the owner, he and his wife, Teresa, are owners of Shasta Spas and Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And how do they get a hold of you?
We are at 1872 Buena Ventura in Redding, which is just off of 273.
Right.
And our phone number over there is 241-3100, so you can always contact us.
Yeah, you're right there. There's a number of – it's like a little strip mall in there.
Yeah, it's the Gateway Plaza.
Gateway Plaza right there on the corner where you can see it as we're going by.
Right.
And if you're looking for a spot and or even thinking about it, is to come down
Absolutely.
And talk to you because you've got probably one that would fit anybody's budget or considerations probably.
Right. We have about 10 hot tub different models on the floor and a swim spa. We're probably the only dealer from Medford to Sacramento that displays a swim spa that's full of water. You can come in, try it out, or at least come in and see how it works. Maybe get you in there. You can do a live remote, you know, with the wireless mic.
Well, I'm thinking about it because I tell you what, Linda and I have talked about this for years, and now – I think we're probably at that point where, you know, we know what we're going to be doing for the next 5 years is being able to have something like this that, especially if it's one that's suited for, you know, the size, you know, for the two of us or maybe four, but, in a place in our backyard. Mm-hmm. We have room for it and there's all different kinds that I guess you can even plug into this wall.
Yeah, we do. We have probably at least right off the bat, I can think of at least seven different hot tubs that just plug into a standard 15 amp plug in, no special wiring.
And I think that's important for people too, is knowing that you can do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so you're not, you know, having to have your house wired or have a place wired for
exactly.
it out there if, you know, for smaller, like, or even, is it larger hot tubs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have up to five, person hot tubs that are just 110.
Okay.
You know, simple, just plug and play, you know.
Okay, what's your website, Tim?
It's Shasta Spas, and spell out the word and, BBQ at AOL, that's our email, but Shasta Spas and Barbecue .com.
Mm-hmm. Just look it up out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Theo, it sounds like I know that we've talked before and talked to Teresa, but we're going to roll down there because I know that Linda and I have been talking about this, and I think it's a good way to relax And I've, you know, like you said, you don't need to really take a bath and get rid of all the water during this time, and you can use the same water over and over again, as long as it's.
Well, they're purified.
It's purified.
Yeah, and it is. We have ozone systems nowadays, silver ion systems with, you know, filters that will pick up to less than 5 microns of material. So absolutely pure, pure water.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by.
We
really appreciate it. You know, don't let this – we won't make this the last time here either. We need to be able to if something like this is a is something for a family that – and I can see also it's probably used for physical therapy and all these.
Mm-hmm.
So this is – you can – I guess you can even – some people can buy these for physical therapy reasons.
Absolutely. Arthritis Foundation, you know, encourages people to use hot tubs. And it really does work. I mean, if you've ever been really sore, stiff, you sit in a hot tub for 30 minutes. And I'm not talking about just my hot tubs. I'm talking hot tubs in general. They really do work.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. And I see the bump music he has. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
This one's actually from the movie Hot Tub Time Machine, which I couldn't find a single clip from the movie that I dared play on the air, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:54. And on today, July 1st, 76 degrees. 76 degrees. So it's gone up like 8 degrees since we came on the air. Going up to 108 today. This is weather's always brought to you by our friends over there. And
Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793.
That's right. You know, I don't, when you looked at me, I thought you were going to be saying this. We didn't work very well on that one.
Just trying to help a guy out.
I know. Linda and I could look at each other. I wasn't sure what you were getting ready to say.
Just trying to be helpful, Carl.
Locally owned, family operated. Okay. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark is celebrating her 10th year at Reading Home Helpers. Check out the website, readinghomehelpers.com, where all her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured, and you get a free in-home consultation, and Sharon will be the one that does that. Give her a call at 226-8350. Sharon, of course, danced with the stars and did just an outstanding job, as did all of them. This year, Dancing with the Stars raised $126,000. Now, I usually don't do this, but I've gotten into talking with Theo Banagoski, you know, from Shasta Spas and Barbecues. And most of the time we do like, you know, 15 minutes, but mm-hmm. we started talking about the different spas and everything. And now with the drought and you made a point to say, hey, look, you can use this water over and over again. And right. you may, and as long as you keep it covered, you keep your evaporation down.
That's correct.
And keep it clean. There's, you know, instead of getting into a bathtub or, finding out having to go someplace to get into some kind of spa therapy, mm-hmm. you can use your own hot tub there.
Right. Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. you can plug it in because now electricity is going up.
Right.
As we all know, at astronomically fast, thanks to our political practices here in the state of California, mm-hmm. which we won't get into. but you can just plug it in with a 110.
Right, right.
And warm it up and do all the things that it has to do with that.
Right, absolutely. Talking about that for a moment, these hot tubs years ago, people go, I don't want a hot tub because it costs me $100 a month to operate, which is probably true in a lot of cases, you know, if you went back 20 years ago. Our hot tubs now have to be CEC approved, which means we have to send every model to California Energy Commission lab so that they can actually test the hot tub themselves to see what kind of energy consumption they use. In the state of California, excuse me, if they use too much energy, you can't sell them here. Which is a good thing because most states.
If the barrel in your rifle is too long, you can't sell it here. So, no, that makes sense. Okay, well, that makes sense because you've got to meet certain requirements.
Absolutely.
Though it has probably a tendency to burn out engines faster and those kind of things,
right.
I'm sure. I mean, because everything's got a payback.
Yes.
Somewhere in there.
Yes, yes. And you were mentioning earlier about when we were off the air about where to put a hot tub. The number one thing I tell people when they are considering a hot tub is where is it going to be? Mm-hmm. The closer you keep a hot tub to a door, the more often you will use it.
That makes sense. And if you put it out in your yard, you're not going to go out there.
Well, no. Let's think about it when we are cold here and it's, 30 degrees. You're sore. You want to sit in your hot tub. And if it's 30 yards away, you're not going to want to run out there and jump in. It just doesn't make sense.
So something close.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We've even thought about building a deck outside our – don't even get into this because this was going to be a $10,000 or $20,000 hot tub. And I said, because we have to build decks and move mm-hmm. bathrooms and mm-hmm. all this, I said, for a hot tub?
Mm-hmm.
I said, here, let me get a 50-gallon drum here and put you in it and just shake them. Okay. So that's – we've only got like a minute or two left. What would you tell people that are looking for when they come down to your store? What should they be asking?
I think how long you've been in business. Do you service what you sell? I think that's as important or more important than the purchase.
Do you service and warranties, guarantees, and all that? And knowing the people. And you're a resident here. This is your business. Mm-hmm. It isn't like you're coming through town, selling it, and moving on.
Right.
Okay. Right.
That's the thing what makes us stand up.
Mm-hmm. All right. My guest has been Theo Banagoski. And for Shasta Spas and Barbecues has had that open for 3 years, but you've had you've been in the business for 30 years, it sounds like.
I still own California Cooperage, the ones that make the wine barrels, the wood hot tubs.
Oh, yeah.
I own that. My wife and I own that, and we have been in business in San Rafael, Petaluma, and Roner Park for 30 years.
All right. And what's the phone number again, and where are you at?
It's 241-3100, 1872 Buena Ventura Avenue. or right Boulevard, on, I guess.
Yeah,
it is.
On Boulevard, right down there. Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, we're going to have Dr. Piyush Dhanuka joining us right as soon as we get back from the break, and he is all fired up, as you can imagine, about VA and doctors and Obamacare and all these other things that are happening. Later on this week, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to join us on Thursday. We're going to talk about what's going on with immigration and, you know, just all of the things back in the D.C. area. We've got a lot of things happening this week with a lot of people, a lot of news, but we're going to be right back after the news here. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Join us when we come back after this news break.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The United Nations says more than 2,400 people were killed in Iraq in June. That makes it the deadliest month so far this year in that country. International security and terrorism expert Sejan Gohel, meanwhile, says yes, it is positive that Iraqi lawmakers have been meeting in Baghdad to try and form a stronger government, but urgent decisions need to be made on how to deal with the group ISIL in the northern part of the country.
It is a symbolic gesture, but it's not necessarily going to tangibly result in anything substantial because of the fact that they need to be able to turn that support into something strategic on the ground.
And the UN mission to Iraq says more than 2,400 people were killed in acts of terrorism and violence last month in Iraq. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. construction spending barely increased in the month of May. We get a closer look at the numbers from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says construction spending inched up by 0.1% in May, following a much stronger 0.8% increase the month before. Gains in spending on non-residential projects such as office buildings and public construction were largely offset by a large decline in home building. The construction industry has struggled with an unusually severe winter, which curtailed building activity in several regions.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. manufacturing grew for the 13th straight month, but the pace of expansion slowed from the month of May in June. Tropical storm watch is now in effect as what could turn out to be the first big storm of the season is brewing up off the coast of Florida.
We have a tropical storm watch in effect for the east coast of Florida from Fort Pierce up to Flagler Beach. And we are expecting the depression to become a tropical storm during the day.
That's Michael Brennan, a hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. And this is SRN News.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-299-2896. 1-800-299-2896. That's 1-800-299-2896.
A newly renovated entrance to Grand Central Terminal in New York City has been dedicated to Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, who led the historic fight to save the train station to begin with. Here's SRN's Keith Peter.
The entrance at Park Avenue and East 42nd Street was dedicated to the former First Lady on Monday. It's now called the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Foyer. A large plaque features a bronze relief of Onassis and describes her role in saving the terminal. Her efforts led to the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the city's landmark law in 1970. 1978 and saving Grand Central from having a 53-story tower built atop it. The train terminal opened in 1913. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Summer gas prices are the highest they've been in 6 years. AAA Mid-Atlantic says a gallon of unleaded gasoline rose to $3.68 last week. That is the highest since July of 2008, when it topped $4 a gallon. This is SRN News. SRN's Rich Thomason reports this is just the ticket, quite literally, for the sports fan who wants a piece of Major League Baseball history.
It's a ticket stub signed by Lou Gehrig the day he retired from baseball, and it's going on the auction block. Heritage Auction says only two of the more than 60,000 tickets sold to the game at Yankee Stadium are known to have survived. Just one is signed by Gehrig. It's expected to fetch more than $100,000 at the August 1st sale in Cleveland.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. GM's record number of safety recalls is not keeping the company's sales from rising. The company says that U.S. sales were up by 1% in June, led by the Buick Encore small SUV. GM has recalled nearly 29 million vehicles this year as it reviews years of safety problems and it tries to address them. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the bot. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone numbers are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, of course, being July the 1st. Good morning to everybody. And let's start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets continue to push forward. Currently, the Dow's up 117 points at 16,943, while the Nasdaq's up 47 at 4,455, and the S&P 500, it's up 11 at 1,971. Oil's up 55 cents a barrel at $105.92, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.38%. Gold's up $5.90 this morning at $1,327, while silver is up a dime at $21.16 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Netflix is up $25.11 at $465.71. Exam Software is up two dimes at $31.93, while Facebook is up $1.10 at $68.38. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. And if you want to find out what's happening in Wall Street, especially with all the things that are happening in the world and in business and the economy, they are the ones that have got their fingers on the pulse of it. They can watch your investments while you're out doing other things. And they are the ones to talk to. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Make an appointment and head on down to Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Bob, what's the weather today?
Couple of clouds, but high temperatures, 107 for the high today. That's going to go into what they laughingly call a cooling trend throughout the 4th of July weekend. We'll be down, so far down, around 102 by Friday's celebrations. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. Right now in town, we've got 76 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, good morning, and let's start off real quick here with Baron Browning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, well, you know what? It was... I was just meandering through spas there, and you were out there waiting. How rude of that was me. But we're talking about Anderson Explodes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and this is going to be Thursday night. We're talking about big time here, right?
Yes. And we're going to have the gates open at 4 o'clock. We're going to have music that's with the Lindsay Thomas Band starting at 6. We've got kids games, water slides, bounce houses, and all at affordable prices, cheaper than any other year before.
That's right. You're talking like about a $5 wristband?
Yes. For this? For unlimited, the kids can get a $5 wristband for unlimited bounce and water slides.
Unlimited bouncing and water slides. Like, sounds like where I would like to be. Then, of course, the big time.
Yes, 10 o'clock, we've got the fireworks. It's going to be one of the biggest fireworks we've had in years.
You said that there's how many 60, shots?
Over 6,400
shots. 6,400
shots.
Now,
it's
that
amazing.
Means each one individually goes up into the air and explodes.
Yes.
That's a shot. So when you get hundreds of them going up, you know, right one after. Are they doing it by computers? Is that the way they
do
it?
Yeah, they do it by computers, and it's all done to music.
And it's all done to music, so people will be able to hear the music and watch it going up over. This is going to be beautiful.
It is.
It always is good down there. You guys put on a good show.
Well, this is our first year, as you know. The chamber just couldn't do it anymore, and so a new group got together about 6 months ago, and so here we are. I've done a great job.
And the name of your group is the
Community for Anderson Explodes.
Okay, that's right. And that's what I mean, though. But is it's fun being and watching this. And so you have yours on the 3rd, and of course there's the one down here in Reading. But you can go up and sit in the stands.
Yeah, you can sit in the stands. We're going to open up the racetrack at 9 o'clock this year. There will be no races, so we're going to open the area up at 9 o'clock so people can either sit in the stands or they can go out in the infield.
Okay, now you had a lot of help putting this thing on.
We did. We had a tremendous – we had 25 fabulous volunteers plus some most fabulous, awesome sponsors.
Let me see. North Valley Bank, Sierra Pacific, of course, Safeway.
Sierra Pacific Foundation, yes.
Yeah. Safeway, Walmart.
The Roberts Memorial Foundation.
All those people came in and chipped in for this one.
They did. They all gave over $1,000 to this group and some just tremendously a lot more. Walmart gave us a very special gift this year. They gave us $2,500.
Now, there is no charge for this event.
There is no charge
it's
for this
free.
Event. Yes.
Now, there is a parking fee, though.
Yes. The FFA of the Anderson FFA kids do all the parking, so they monitor the cars, make sure they get parked correctly, and that's a $3 donation.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the other big event that goes along and coincides with us is the 4-H barbecue, which is right next to us in the same area.
Right.
Those kids do a tremendous job. This year was, you know, one of the biggest years ever at the livestock auction.
It was. I tell you what, they sold a lot of the, for record prices out there.
Yeah, the winning goat this year went for $39 a pound. And that goat was then donated back for this barbecue.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct.
So they're barbecuing. You know what? I like barbecued goat.
Yes, it's very good.
I like it. You know, some people don't, but I like it. I think it's great.
And it's healthier than beef. So,
I know there's some beef people now that will be waiting for you outside the door. I'm going to give them your name and your license number as you go out the door, Baron. Okay, everybody.
Oh, I love my beef too.
All right.
I love it all.
All right. Now remember, this is July 3rd. It's free. It's down at the Shasta Fairgrounds, Shasta County Fairgrounds. It's free, and the gates open at, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock. The one thing I want to make clear is this is a family-friendly event this year. We did not get a liquor license. We don't have alcohol, so you cannot bring in ice chests or anything that might, you know, hold alcohol because we don't have a liquor license at the fairgrounds.
Well, that's great, and it is family-friendly here, and with no charge for the event, $3 parking fee that goes to the FFA. There's barbecue going on down there. No races this year. Infield's going to open up at 9 p.m., and the fireworks at 10, 6,500 shots.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And one of the other thing I want to bring up, too, is there's a bunch of the kids from the FFA that are also going to be doing games. There'll be prizes for those games. So it's going to be just a lot of fun this year. And the band is going to actually face back behind the building or back behind the grassy knolls area.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the band's going to be set up.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually going to play into the crowd.
Great, great.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And remember, these the fireworks are set to music and computers when they're launching off, so it's just going to be a great night. 6,500 shots, and we can't, you know, and tell me again the name of your committee.
Community for Anderson Explodes.
You know what? You guys stood up and to do this. And we really, really appreciate this. Communities appreciate this.
Thanks for supporting us.
Well, you know what? You guys are, you do a lot for the community too. And, you know, if we can help, any way we can help. And this is great. All right. Baron Browning. And I don't know if there's any questions, but if there is, just tell people to show up somewhere between 4 and 6.
That's
on
right.
Thursday down to Shasta Fairgrounds. Just going down 273 there or, you'll be able to find it. It'll be there. Be lots of people. And don't get there too late because you want to get a good seat.
No, there's typically 7,000 to 12,000 people that show up.
There you go, 7,000 to 12,000 of your closest friends. But what a great time! And the temperature's going down.
Yes, and no matter what it says, it's only going to be 99 at the fairgrounds.
There it is. It never gets hotter than 99 at the fairgrounds on Anderson Explodes Thursday night, July 3rd. Thanks a lot,
Barry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Paius DeNuca. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com. to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio, right here at 8:15 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 77 degrees out there, going up to 107 today. Do not leave anything in the car that you would expect to be alive 20 minutes later. Plants, animals, children, dogs, cats, elderly people, or somebody that's just nodded off. So we'll just leave him in the car for a little bit. He'll be okay. Nah, don't do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by, in fact, Alliance Heating and Air. Is your air conditioner working? Is it working to its fullest capabilities? Are you getting those $8,432 electric bills because maybe your air conditioner isn't working right? Call Alliance Heating and Air. Any make, any model, any type of cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, they have them. Emergencies, They will be working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're out there to take a look. Make sure that your air conditioner is working correctly, cleaning out filters, all of those things. If you need a new one, give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. All right. I'm here with Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka. And we missed Dr. Dhanuka last month because you were traveling, and we kept every day we had opened up, something else was going on there. Good morning.
Good morning. I missed well, the station. I missed being here.
Well, where have you been? You've been traveling all over.
I've been just on vacation with my family, and also been out to Washington, D.C. to meet some of our dear friends in Congress and Senate.
Oh, you were out there.
On behalf of our National Association of Surgery Centers.
Okay.
It was a pleasant experience, as pleasant as it can be.
It was pleasant, huh? Did you tell them to? Oh, no.
I missed meeting Barbara Boxer.
You know what I was going to say? Here's your chance to, to do to them what they've been doing to us. I mean, you know what? I would love that. You know, hey, look, we're going to give free colonoscopies to the members of the Senate because we wanted you to see what it feels like, you know? I'm sorry. You know, was that crude? Yeah. Oh, no. No anesthetic. You just, no, be like us. You know, be like the little people here. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all the insurance covers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Obamacare only will cover the colonoscopy, but no sedatives. No, just for half of it. You want the other half, you're going to have to pay more. Okay. All right.
So, I've been busy and I've missed last month. And there was a lot of discussions about VA all over the place, and I thought that I should put in my two cents also.
We're ready. Because you work at the VA here. I mean, you're kind of a consultant here, aren't you? Or
I have a private practice, as you know.
Yes. Yeah.
However, a year and a half ago, local VA clinic approached us to reduce their backlog for screening colonoscopies and other endoscopy, GI procedures, specialist procedures, because some of the veterans have had to wait over a year or two. So they asked us to help reduce that, and we were able. But I must say that I've known them personally over the last 1.5 years, Mr. Don Black, Dr. Yes. Dennis Stills, GI people like Sarah and
they're great people,
Mary. Yeah. They have gone above and beyond the call of their duty to help reduce this backlog. And it's because of them that I agreed to do that, even though I had strong suspicion about the VA system.
Well, you know, let me say something about our VA clinic here. So they saw that and they took action to try and get help.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've got probably one of the busiest practices here in town, and probably the whole North State in your practice here. So you took the time to help out, and we appreciate, the veteran community appreciates that.
Well, I feel that this is the least we can do. Veterans have done a lot for the country and for us to protect our freedom. This is the least we can do. And VA Clinic really went above and beyond their call of duty to arrange that, to approach us. And it's because of their personal dedication and their personal relationship with us that we agreed to do that.
Okay. So, and that helped catch up. And by the way, I got a letter from the VA saying it's time for your physical. And I went down there yesterday. And I'm trying to figure out when I can get in within 2 weeks, when they, you know, for a physical, and then an eye appointment, the same thing, even better. So our VA clinic here should not be confused with when you get above the action, above the tactical level, when you start getting into the mid management and the higher level management. It shouldn't be. This is not a place that needs to be looked at. That, you know, like the other ones have.
I think the part of the reason is it's everybody who's employed there, who works there, lives in this community and sees themselves as part of the community. And they feel responsible for that. And because it's a smaller clinic, mm-hmm. it's isolated, people live there as part of community, they want to take care of their veterans as families. However, same cannot be said about VA other places.
Now, you said you had some doubts because you knew that being a, you know, getting kind of associated with, you know, the VA at times, you know, and again, we're isolating our clinic here. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the clinic here is perfect. No clinic's perfect. But when you start looking at the overall system that they have.
That's what I want to. So here's what's happening lately. You know, everybody knows the controversy. Everyone knows General Shizensky was fired because of that, or had to resign because of that. And there are a lot of brouhaha about this. But the question I ask is it the fault of General Shizensky? I don't think so. Was it the fault of few administrators only? I don't think so. And I'll go to the extent of saying, is it the fault of the president that VA system was in a soup? No, I don't think so either. The problem lies elsewhere. And unless we diagnose it right, we cannot treat it right. And that's what I want to discuss today. That why this problem? This problem is not a new one. It's only been exposed recently.
And the problem is?
The problem is socialized collective medicine.
Okay.
And what happens here is there are three problems with the VA system. Number one, it's a socialized collective medicine in which individual practitioners have no stake. They don't have any ownership and no stake. They don't have any incentive to produce results. That's number one problem. Number two problem with the VA is it's too big and managed centrally. Whenever something becomes too big, it becomes unmanageable, number one. Number two, at that time, it also becomes more interested in protecting its own interests rather than the interests of the people it's supposed to serve. It becomes a huge, big machine which loses its soul. So when you have small practice, you live in that community, you have to see your patients or your clients in whichever, if not medicine, any other business, you have to see your patients, your customers, whatever you want to call them. You have to look into their eyes. You have to shake their hands. You have to meet them sometimes outside the clinic or the hospital.
You have a buy-in.
So you have a relationship. You have a buy-in.
Yeah.
And we call it, so there is a human connection there. So we call it soul, even if you're not a believer. Even then, there is a human connection there for sure. It causes us to have empathy. So we are moved by the empathy and human connection to do the best for our fellow human beings. In a huge, big machine like VA is, or any collective, socialized, centralized medicine system is, that human connection is lost. It becomes a huge, big machine which lacks the soul, and only thing it cares about is numbers. So numbers rule, and the people suffer. Because what matters is how good you look on the paper. And if you don't look good enough on the paper, how do you cheat on the paper to look better? As for example, in Mao's time, in 60s in China, there was a big, great big famine. Tens of millions of people died. And it happened after they centralized and collectivized the farms. There was no natural drought there. There was no natural calamity there. It was all man-made. So what happened was, every small collective, village, farm was expected to give a certain amount of grains to the central committee. So local bosses ensured that that amount goes to the central committee because their survival depended on the central boss's pleasure. So farmers had no choice but to give that specific part of their crops to the central committee. Now, they took away the incentive, so the production fell. However, bosses would force the farmers to let go of a certain portion of the central committee, and farmers were left with very minimal amount to feed themselves and their family. And that was the cause of famine. This is what happens even as revolution, which started for the rights of farmers and workers, ended up hurting them because there was no stake, and what mattered more was numbers. The papers have to look better, and that's what we are seeing in VA.
And that's when the phoenix is that they had two sets of books. And other things they're finding throughout the VA is that they're cooking the books because they needed to look better. And in the middle of this, they gave out, in 3 years, gave out almost $10 million in bonuses just to the Phoenix VA.
That's
over on numbers that weren't even right.
But because numbers win.
Numbers win.
People lose. In a big system, that's bound to happen. Anything which becomes too big. I don't care whether it's a government system or it's a private system. If you see what happened in GM, what happens in the large organization, they are dysfunctional.
IRS?
How about IRS? Don't even go
there. I know, but we're talking, and that's when we get into this monolithic government bureaucracies, is you may have good people in there.
So exactly. So you have good people, but these good people don't have a choice.
Yeah.
They have to fall in line and be part of that machine, big system. Otherwise, they'll stand out and be crushed. So, even if you have good intentions, eventually you end up doing the same bad things as the system does. So the problem is the system, not the individual people helping.
So you need to change the entire system. And what you're saying is, unless you completely revamp the VA. Let's take a quick break here because let's get into that part after the break. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Dr. Patty Stanuka. We're talking about when you get into a monolith of a bureaucracy that even good people will be crushed in it, and it ends up being numbers that count, which then leads to what's happening in our VA right now, and what bad, you know, and how bad the service has gotten, well beyond what people have ever wanted to have see happen, but there's nothing that could be done unless you change it. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today, I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighting. I'll see you at the range.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning, my friends. 8:33 in the morning, 605-4567. We're getting phone calls. KCNR1460.com. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts. It's where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. It's where Chief Rob Paletti goes. We go. A lot of people go there because it's the cheers of barbershops. Welcome back to the show. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. We're talking about the VA. We're not talking about the VA clinic here, though we did at the beginning, and we're very happy with this. And, you know, we're talking about the whole system of the VA. And where you said, you know, and this is the only part that I kind of take, I disagree somewhat with you. The rest of it, yes. When we start talking about who is responsible for this, when you take over a system that's broken, that, and you put somebody in charge of it, it comes from a huge monolithic system like the Department of Defense, who has thrived and managed to make four stars. Most people that are mavericks that are thinking outside the box, they're somewhere in there. They may think outside the box, but they think within the box, outside the box, if that makes sense. And then you got Obama, who in there and promised everything to everybody. Frankly, I do hold him responsible because he is the president of the United States. And I can see what you're saying, that he's inherited something that is so is the only solution, and I hope you're going to come up with a solution right now. What is the solution?
Mention that. I understand what you're saying, that, okay, Obama and General Shizansky are ultimately responsible for it. Absolutely. Because they took this responsibility, and they said, we can run it well, right?
Yeah.
And that's why if they don't, then they have to come clean about that.
That's
right.
If they
didn't. What I'm trying to say is it's impossible to fix it because the very nature of the beast is a big, huge, socialized, collective system, and no one can fix it. What they need to do is, I hold them responsible for this, that they need to come clean about this and say that system is unfixable. And what happens is, let's take an individual doctor. Doctors are known to work long hours, destroy their health as well as their family life. Why? Because they work 70, 80 hours a week. Why do they do that, most of them? Because they own a small practice and they have a stake in it. It's not just about money. They also take pride in it. They take satisfaction in relationship with the patients. And that relationship, which I've talked about in the past, is sacred. Physician-patient relationship. In a big machine, that system doesn't allow that relationship to exist. In our small VA clinic here, it does exist.
It does exist.
But our clinic here, we're kind of an exception, just like Reading or Shasta County is kind of an exception in the entire United States.
Right.
We are probably the last frontier land left. People who work in a VA community, VA here, are part of our community here. They have the same feelings to our veterans. They have the emotions attached to them, so they take good care of them. But you cannot apply the same things happening in a big city like Phoenix or LA or San Francisco or New York or anywhere else. And that's what I'm talking about, that it's number one government system, so no private stake. It has a strong aversion to any incentive. You must have heard that people have been criticizing that, fee-for-service model.
Uh-huh.
So doctors get paid according to the service they provided. And progressives have really criticized that. And that's the one reason they have said Obamacare should be there, managed care should be there. VA is a prime example of managed care, where there's no fee-for-service. People get paid set amount, except for small bonuses. So what happens is when there is no incentive, this socialized system, progressives have a strong aversion to incentive model. But that's what we learned with time, that Karl Marx's philosophies failed when they were applied in real life because people didn't have incentive to produce and work. You take that away from private doctors, this is what is going to happen all over
the
medicine.
They become an assembly line.
They become an assembly line. They don't care because it's not my patient anymore.
They don't show up for medical care on a Friday.
Nope. It's not my patient anymore. It's just a number.
And excuse me. This may not be something they're saying even outwardly or even thinking outwardly. Mm-hmm. This is something that just happens over time, where they come in to do a job. And we're not saying people that work in hospitals or, you know, the doctors in hospitals are, you know, unfeeling, uncaring. But if you're in the type of situation where you're said you're going to see 35 people today and you don't see them again, and you don't follow up.
There's no relationship
there.
And plus, as I said earlier, a lot of times I go out, I go to Costco, I go to anywhere else. People meet me and say, "Hey, doc, how are you?" And I see them, there's an instant connection there. Let's not go there, guys. Okay. I know what your Carl is making faces. I know what he's saying. But it makes an instant connection. I see them as people, not just as my customers or not just as my patients.
Right.
And when I see these people in a clinical setting, my conscience, my human connection, that soul forces me to look at them as human beings first, as fellow human beings first, as part of my family and part of community first. That is what I'm talking about. That sacred relationship is lost in a big system. Another thing which happened in VA in particular is these veterans don't have a choice. They have no choice but to go to a single-payer system, which is also the provider of the system. The government has taken over completely their care and has left them with no choice. Now, interestingly, Obama has refused to fix the medical malpractice atmosphere in the country, although we all know the private medical system is crumbling under that pressure. And he has said, no. We need to keep this medical malpractice system there, which is fine. I think there should be some checks and balances, and people should be able to have a recourse against someone who has wronged them. However, it's a huge problem, as we know, for the cost as well as the access of healthcare. However, if you're part of VA, can you sue the government?
No.
So why does that right not apply there?
You can't sue the government even if you're on active duty. You may be, if something terrible happens, and I've seen terrible things happen in the medical system, unless it's I'm not even sure if a family member can sue.
So as an active duty member, the argument may be, you know, what need discipline in the battlefield. There may be, I don't know what the arguments are. However, you are taking that right away from a United States citizen for the rest of his life forever.
Yeah, after he's out of the service, where he gets his freedom of speech, everything else comes back.
But he has no right to health care of his own choice.
Well, unless he buys his own.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have already
paid for that.
The thing is, when you're paying a veteran a health care, you're not paying him extra. What you're doing is, at the time of active duty, you're not paying him enough. Then you're keeping some of that money with the promise of taking care of these people later. Right?
Right.
Otherwise, you put pay them sooner.
Yeah, and let them take care of their own needs.
That's the solution, Carl. That's the solution. Because right now, they cannot even sue the government, unlike a medical malpractice system. Why not? So now, veterans are boxed in this system where, number one, they don't have no choice because unless they buy on their own, they cannot afford.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they're paid a huge, big amount and they have a huge, big savings.
And a lot of them have injuries and they're disabled for different types of things that the government is supposed to take care of.
Number two, government has left them with no choice because it's only one single provider of care. Number three, you can't even sue them for anything, whether it's a malpractice, whether it's a delay in care or anything. So now my question is, what kind of country we are living in? These are the people who have given up their life. They have promised to give their life. They actually worked hard. They have been injured in that process, emotionally as well as physically. to do what? To protect our freedom, to protect this country's and our citizens' freedom. And what does this country does to them? It turns around and takes away their freedom. That's a big problem.
I never looked at it like that.
It is like that.
I never looked at it like that, but now that you say that, I understand that, you know, and you're right. For a lot of our veterans, they have no other choice but to go to the VA. And in some cases, if you're not seen by the VA, you can't go out and see specialists.
You can't.
And so they try to get you, like you. Hey, you need a colonoscopy? Well, we're a year backed up. Okay, so we're going to bring in people to do that, but you don't have a choice unless you go out and pay for it yourself.
Right.
And like Obama said, why don't we just let them use their own insurance?
So my question is that why should they buy their own insurance when the government – government is not doing any favor to them. This is their money which government is just deferring. It's a kind of deferred compensation which it promises to provide later as health care. If they're left with that, then they can use that to choose. Some of them may buy insurance, private insurance. Some of them may not buy private insurance. Some of them may take care of their problems in a government system. That's fine. But they have the freedom. That's a beautiful thing.
At least they have the choice.
Now, absolutely. And my question is, what kind of country we are that we are taking away the freedom of choice from the very people who protect our freedom?
What an interesting concept. Have you ever looked at that like that, Bob? As part of that?
Sort of. You know, it seems that the people who benefit the most from the sacrifices are the ones who are most likely to say, oh, well, gee, I mean, you volunteered, so therefore you should go ahead and pay for your own stuff instead of burdening the rest of us with your injuries that you got in combat.
Okay. Don't get me started, Bob. Now this infuriates me because even in look at the government employees. How are the government employees paid? They have the pensions. Congress has the pensions and medical benefits for their lives. So when the veterans are being taken by providing health care, it's not a favor to them. It's not a charity.
It's an earned
income,
right?
Which government is just keeping for a long time and doesn't give it away to them, doesn't give to them, and promises to give them later. It's not a charity. Don't look at it that
way.
No,
it's not an entitlement. It is not an entitlement.
If in a voluntary job, you have a pension or you have medical benefits, that's what you signed up for. And it's government who's keeping that good benefits from you. Every government employee gets it. All the Congress people get it. Why don't the veterans get the private insurance money?
All right. We're going to take a break on that. Why don't the veterans get private insurance money as part of the and then after they promised this to you when you joined like 30 years ago, then they change it all the time. We'll be right back.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 8:49 in the morning, 77 degrees out there, getting up to 107 today. Bad bomb. Is this going to be going on forever this whole week, or is this just going to be just today? I think it starts cooling down on the 3rd
and 4th,
right?
We have a so-called cooling trend.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, locally owned, family operated. I tell you what, it is like, what, 70? Oh, you're looking. I'm seeing 81 up there right now. It's going to be 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Have you gone by 555 Cypress Avenue? Have you gone by there? It you can't see anything.
The screen, I believe.
Yeah, the screen is up, and it is blackout deal. You cannot see what's behind there because they are such great deals down at Redding Crown Motors. You have to go in there. You have to go in there and find that car, truck, or SUV, whether it's a brand new one, Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, Honda, or previously owned. They've got them all right there at Redding Crown Motors. You know, why go any further than just down the street here at 555 Cypress Avenue to get the best deal you're going to find in all of Northern California, plus all that tax money stays right here. It fixes those roads. Give them a call at 223-2177. You don't need to leave the city to make great deals. Go behind the screen. Go behind the blackout there to Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. And you know what? And Dr. Dhanuka is talking about things that, frankly, I hadn't thought about before, about the VA. And it's a way of kind of keeping everybody. Well, it's like anything, whether it's food or health care or communications, is having the government be in charge and keeping you on it.
It's being in control.
Being in control.
Who is in control? So one of the arguments which people say is, hey, the cost is going to be an issue. And we were just discussing this during the break.
Yeah.
Cost of health care for VA is approximately $63 billion or so.
Mm-hmm.
And number of VA veterans it takes care is approximately $5.5 million, translates into almost $10,000 per year per veteran.
Per veteran.
Approximately. Right.
Approximately.
Let's compare that to other models. Medicare cost is approximately the same, $10,000 or so per year. You can go in private market today and buy a private insurance with the Blue Shield. I just ran the numbers last night mm-hmm. for this show. And the cost is anywhere $6,000 to $7,000 or so for one of the top-notch insurance per year, plus out-of-pocket expenses, which can range $0,000 to $6,000. Mm-hmm. So average cost for a person is going to be $10,000 per year.
And
for
this
a top-notch private insurance.
Top-of-the-line private insurance. Okay.
A maximum expense will be anywhere between $7,000 to $13,000. So average is $10,000.
Okay.
So my question is, clearly VA is not saving money. Right?
Right.
Nor is Medicare saving money.
No.
And if at all, it's providing a less efficient system of taking care of people because there are longer lines. And a lot of doctors nowadays don't want to take even Medicare.
They don't. You've got to find one.
So what are we achieving out of this for the average citizen or average veteran? Nothing. It's actually they're losing in the systems which is run by the government. They will be much better off. And that's where I come to the solution. There is no solution to fixing VA. Only solution is let the veterans buy the health care according to their own free choice.
So we'll give them the money to...
Whatever they want to buy a private insurance, they can go out and market and buy private insurance. Or they can save that money for a rainy day. It's up to them. This is exactly what other government employees get. They get private insurance money. That's how Congress members get their health care benefits, by having a private health insurance for life. Why can't veterans have that?
I'm not sure why we can't have that.
My suspicion is, the reason is because then the government will lose control of these veterans.
Because once they have their own health insurance, they don't have to go to the VA, which means then the VA can't control.
And it's not what just, doing. It's not, it's only health care, but
it's everything.
But it's pretty much everything, when, yeah. Especially after you have been injured or you become older.
Yeah.
And that way, they have all their information also. They know where you live. They know what you eat. They know what medicines you take.
Plus, they get to question you every time they come in and ask you questions.
Right?
Yeah.
So, these millions of veterans, if government loses control of them, that can be a big problem for some people who are oligarchs or who are in control of the country. So, that cannot be allowed. That's why they don't have the private insurance. Now, there may have been some reasons, okay, there are some injuries which only the certain war-specific injury on active military duty, which the army can take care of, or the defense forces can, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is give them the freedom, give them the private insurance money so they can buy it. Some of them may still choose to go to veterans clinic or defense department's clinic, and that's right. Fine. However, only way forward is they should dismantle VA and provide all the veterans private insurances. I know this is not a very popular opinion. And I know you just received a phone call from someone from Veterans Department checking who is this,
who's talking to him, and what is he? What, did he say that? Yeah, that was somebody from the VA call.
Right.
And they didn't come on. But, you know, I think they were just trying to find out what was, because somebody had called them.
But but this is not about any private person. And I repeat, Carl.
No,
I don't blame any person in that, because it's a system we have set up. We have become prisoner of that. And my fear is that this is where we are going for the rest of the country.
Through the, and that's into the single-payer system. And people would used to point at the VA and say, oh, look at the VA, look how good they are. Well, the VA does, maybe is not as good as people thought, as they're finding out now. And we're not even talking, we're talking maybe, 5 million people, as opposed to 45 million or 145 million.
And imagine if the government takes care of 300 million people.
It's just scary.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Not about an individual place, not about an individual clinic. That this is a road which will end up being a road to inefficiency, corruption, poor care, and eventually control by few of the masses. So we have to be careful about that. And again, once again, I repeat, it's a shame for us that our veterans who fought for our freedom do not have the freedom of choice themselves. We need to fix that now.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot for coming on, Doctor. You know, this was the VA, and again, we're drawing lines between it's you're not even pointing fingers at places I would be pointing fingers at. It's the whole system, but this system is like the monolith of other systems too. the education department, the environmental, environmental department, the energy department, all of these that are self-fulfilling, or self-licking ice cream cones that are there to control without oversight. And that, why, you know, if we need this kind of stuff, is maybe bringing it to a different level.
Anything too large, even a big business too large.
Yeah, look at GM. Like you said, that is a great
Remember,
example.
Human soul. Let's stay with that.
And when you go into there's got to be a buy-in in the community.
Individual.
And once you lose that, then it just sets you up for all these other things that happen in higher headquarters there, where
absolutely,
you're nothing but a number. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks a lot. That was your thoughts and your are profound when you talk about the idea of a bureaucracy that can't take care of people, not because they don't want to, it's just because they at this point can't. And if that case, maybe you need to start all over again. I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. Okay. Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka is our guest, and we are this week is going to be, of course, this is probably a good time to be talking about. This is the week of Independence, July 4th.
That's what we need to remember.
Yeah.
We hold the freedom as a paramount thing in our life. Give me liberty or give me death.
And we're letting their liberty be taken away in small increments by control. And you say, I'm getting this medical care. Well, this medical care is all part of a larger monolith that maybe, if you have to look beyond what's happening in our own little bastion of freedom. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Data inconsistencies could potentially jeopardize coverage for millions of people under Obamacare. That, according to the Health and Human Services Inspector General.
The numbers are startling. A newly released report from the Inspector General finds that out of 2.9 million problems that have been identified, only about 10,000 have been fixed. Most of those problems deal with conflicting information about citizenship and income levels. HHS says it's made improvements in its computer systems and it's working out a timetable to clear up everything, but the new report could create another big headache for the White House, which has been trying to put the early problems behind.
SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Iraq's ambassador to the U.S. says his country is turning to other nations, specifically Iran and Russia, for military support because Baghdad can wait no longer for additional aid from America. This is several hundred more.